Yo, 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 it's your girl Cameo Montgomery, aka CBG, and today I am dropping my first ever podcast. You know, I just felt like I have a lot to say, and I feel like people's stories and experiences should be shared to the world to start conversations and debates and just, you know what I'm saying? This is how we learn, this is how we grow. You wouldn't really know what's going on if people didn't talk and we didn't have the news and things of that nature. So I'm starting my first ever podcast. I'm really excited to have multiple episodes and start this as a journey because I have a lot to say. So if you don't follow me already on social media, you can find me on Instagram at @cam_classic, Facebook under Cameo Montgomery, or you can catch me on Twitter under cam_culture. So today I am kind of going back on a day. So back on May 1st, 2018, I posted an Instagram post of some notes I had written on the note app on my iPhone, and it was titled 5 Reasons Relationships Fail. So I had put this on Instagram and I got a lot of people commenting on it, liking it, adding their own little things. And I thought, what would be a great way to start off my podcast than to talk about the 5 reasons why relationships fail? I do want to say I don't have no super, you know, super duper credentials. I do have a bachelor's in sociology. I will be going to get my MSW from FSU here shortly, but it's very critical that we take the time to learn and hear about other people's stories and experiences, because it's not really just about your education, but everyone has a story, everyone has something to say, and these are how critical conversations get started and people learn about what other people are going through, or just different advice and different opinions. This is what really ignites conversation, and just, you know, what better way to let the world know, you know, that they're not alone and that other people are thinking about similar things, or maybe thinking about stuff that you never thought of before. It could help. And that's what I'm doing this for. I want to help people and just want to start conversations. So 5 reasons that Cameo feels that relationships fail. I'm going to go through them and then kind of talk briefly about each one. Please follow me on my social media. Please tune into my podcast. Any feedback is appreciated. Let me know if I suck. Let me know if I'm great. Tell me what y'all want to hear. What do y'all want to talk about? I'm also able to have other people on my podcast to talk. We can come up with a whole show. It's super dope. I think it's just so amazing to have other people's perceptions, perspectives, and outputs. I mean, that's just so cool to me. So let me know. Holla at your girl. Please let me know. This is for you. So the first thing is when we bring our old baggage into our new relationships. The second thing is having a lack of communication. Third thing is not knowing yourself first. Fourth thing is having unrealistic or not enough expectations. Whoa. And number 5 is infidelity due to one person ready to settle down and the other person is not. So most of these kind of roll into each other. And 9 times out of 10, if you're not working on one of these issues, it will spark up another thing that's on this list, because it's something that I see every day. There's personal experiences that I have been through. That's pretty much what I'm basing these 5 reasons relationships fail on. But yeah, old baggage and new relationships. We see this all the time. You know what I'm saying? People having these jealousy things going on, or being controlling. You know, maybe it's a sex addiction, something like that. But you're just in relationship after relationship and you're starting to realize a pattern. You're like, wow, my last 3-4 relationships, they ended this way. What's going on? And then you just had enough and you're like, wow, something is going on. So you start talking to somebody, you admit, okay, you know what, I have this problem, this is what's going on. And you're like, I'm not going into another relationship ever again until I get this figured out. That's a big deal. bringing old baggage in relationships. I feel like each and every person who's ever been in any kind of relationship, we've experienced this in some kind of way. It could be something minor, it can be something major. I mean, there's even things that happen to you as a young child, stuff with your parents, stuff with other people when you're young, that you might not have even realized was causing an issue. But when it comes up and you see this pattern and you want to change and you want to do something about it, that's when you're kind of cutting off that old cycle, those old habits. And so that when you are getting into a new relationship, you are not trying to bring over that old baggage. There is nothing wrong, folks, with counseling and therapy. I know in today's society, we see a lot of things on social media and the news about mental health. It is definitely something that has been talked about. People are sparking conversations about it. We are seeing celebrities such as Kanye and things like that, you know, who are on medication for mental health. And we hear about celebrities committing suicide because they were battling mental health issues. Very sad to hear. But because it is such a big thing, I know that, you know, counseling and therapy is definitely something that is being recommended. You know, medication could be recommended as well. But I think we have this stigma in our society where people are like, you go to counseling or you go to therapy, that must mean you crazy. Don't let nobody tell you that. I commend each and every person who realizes that they have an issue, or they listen to someone tell them they have an issue and they go and get help going to counseling or to therapy. I really commend that. That's very amazing. It takes courage and an act of faith to really step out and do that. So don't let nobody tell you that you're crazy, because it's so amazing and it is very beneficial. And to be honest with you, everybody could benefit from counseling and therapy. So yeah, that's my spiel on the whole old baggage thing. Second thing I said is lack of communication. First and foremost, it is nobody's job to read your mind. If somebody doesn't know that that thing that they said hurt your feelings, or you don't like this, or you don't like that, or you love this, or blah, 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 we can go on all day. That's a problem. If you're going to get in a relationship with somebody, communication is so critical. You have to be able to open your mouth and talk. You have to be able to learn somebody's body language. You have to be able to write and maybe, you know, express in a letter how you feel about something. Communication is just so important. It can be anything from, you know, hey, I need a ride, can you pick me up on time? Or who's cooking dinner tonight? Or, oh, can you do this for me? I mean, it could be questions, it could be feelings. I mean, communication is just, if you don't have communication, it's not going to work. And an example I like to give is, imagine two people in a house and they're sitting at the dinner table, nobody's talking. They're walking around the house, nobody's talking. Eventually that relationship is just going to fall apart, because when somebody gets in a relationship with somebody, you know what I'm saying, you should want that person to be your best friend, to be your encourager, to kind of help you when you're down, to inspire you. I mean, when you think about someone you want to spend the rest of your life with, or someone that you're willing to make a commitment with, that should not be just some easy thing that you do with anybody. You know what I'm saying? So not having communication and not wanting to open up to that person, letting them know what's going on, that might be a key for you that you're not ready to be in a relationship. And another thing I want to say about communication is nothing that anyone masters overnight. Communication is one of those things that you can work on for the rest of your life. As long as you're alive, you can work on communication. You can be a better communicator all the time. You will always learn new things about communication. You will always learn new methods of communication. So if you're not that good at communication, there are tons of books, resources, things on the internet that you can find. You know, even asking whoever your spouse is or your partner is, that they can help you, because, you know what I'm saying, we all have our ways that we communicate, or, you know, our strengths and weaknesses when it comes to communication. And, you know, even your boo thing could help you out. But there's a whole bunch of resources available, but that is definitely a relationship killer. Lack of communication. Number three, not knowing yourself first. So this kind of goes back to that old saying that you used to hear from your grandma and your mama and your daddy and your uncle and your auntie and them. They will always say to you, well, honey, if you don't love yourself, or you can't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. Well, this kind of stems off of that. I was in a relationship with an ex for about 4 years. I thought I was going to marry him, this whole, you know, great story. It ended very abruptly. Didn't happen. It was very unexpected. It was a shocker to everybody. And when I was going through the emotional turmoil of asking God, why did the relationship end? And this wasn't supposed to be this way and all this stuff. I realized, wow, I don't even know who I am. And the reason why that happened is because while I was in this relationship for 4 years, I realized that all of the projects and things that the guy that I was dating was doing, I was so involved with them. And I was just pouring and pouring myself out, making sure that this individual had what he needed. And I was there and I was doing this. But when it came to my goals and my dreams and my vision, he wasn't really as supportive for me. And so I got so enwrapped in this individual that the relationship had become centered around him. And I had completely lost who I was. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know what I loved. I didn't like being alone. I couldn't tell you what I wanted to eat. And so I came to this place of understanding that I had no idea who I was. And I was just this lost little sheep. And so I told myself, I will not get in a relationship until I know who I am. So I literally had to rebuild the foundation. I had to start going out places alone. I started reading. I started trying new things just to see if I like them, to kind of expand my mind and just kind of find who I am. And as I developed that person, then I kind of, opened up the door to, be in a new relationship. And, that being said too, it's kind of a work in progress, because finding yourself and knowing yourself, that's not overnight either. So I will say, you might not 100% be all the way there, because I feel like knowing and learning yourself will always take a lifetime. But you definitely need to be at a comfortable point where you have the basics down of who you are and knowing yourself. That I will say. The fourth thing is having unrealistic or not enough expectations. I've seen chicks who don't have enough expectations, also guys as well. But, the person who'll just get with anybody to be with anyone, and the whole putting the ussies on Facebook and social media, and oh, I love this person so much, and then they're together this long, they break up, they're doing that with the next relationship and the next one, and you're just saying to myself, wow, would this person or individual just get with anyone? You have to set up some type of boundaries and some type of standard for yourself. God made you fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a wonderful person. Regardless if you think that about yourself or not, that's a whole nother issue. But anyway, you should have some expectations, at least how do you want to be treated? What level of respect is there? If you're a Christian person, do you want to date another Christian person? What are you open to? What are you not? You have to have some type of expectations being in a relationship. You can't just let any person come into your life and just alter and change everything about yourself. You need to have expectations and things set on things that you can deal with, things that you can't, things that you just know. That's very critical. And then unrealistic expectations. We've all had that friend who was like working a $30,000 to $35,000 a year job, right? And she just had this amazing, immaculate dream about falling in love with the NFL or NBA star, and he's a millionaire, and he's gonna see how beautiful she is and how smart she is, and just propose to her and put her in this mansion, and then she'll never have to work again. Sure, does that happen to some people? Maybe, very rare, but that's so unrealistic. You cannot sit here and hang around, this crowd of people or make this certain amount of money and do this and do that over here in this ballpark, and then you just expect that this magical person that's a millionaire, they're gonna look at your amazing epic beauty and just fall head over heels for you, and they're just gonna take you out the hood and all this stuff. It's so rare, folks. It really is. Like, it doesn't be happening like that, and these unrealistic expectations, I hear chicks, oh, I'm not a gold digger, but oh, the man got to make this much money and drive this car. And then I'm looking at what they're driving and what they do for a living, and I'm like, how can you have such high expectations for someone that you're dating or willing to date But like, what if that person had expectations just as high as you? They wouldn't even talk to you, kind of thing. And I'm not saying, I'm not throwing no shade. I'm not saying that, you know, these special occasion things don't happen. I'm just saying some people tend to have unrealistic expectations. You know what I'm saying? If you want to marry a baller, how about starting your own business and your own company and being a baller yourself and then meeting some, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, you know, having goals, dreams, and visions for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Get your own, be independent, do your own thing before you, like, just throwing this number and this, like, such high expectation on this person that you have in mind, you know what I'm saying, that you're not even doing yourself. And I don't know, I just think that's really, those are pretty much interchangeable. Unrealistic expectations are not having enough expectations. That is something that I definitely feel kills relationships. And the last thing is infidelity. But it's infidelity in a sense that one person is ready to settle down, be committed, and the other person is not. We've seen this classic version time and time again, you know, where we have somebody who likes someone, and so they're kind of in that quote-unquote talking stage. They're not necessarily dating it. And then the other person is kind of wild, out of control, likes to party, and they're trying to make this thing work. So one person will normally end up kind of cheating because, one, the person who's committed and trying to take it to the next level and actually make this thing, you know, for real, they might get tired of dealing with this person. Or the person who's wild and out of control and partying and doing what they want to do, hey, they living their life and they're just doing them. And then you kind of have that whole, well, was we together anyway type thing. Oh, well, we was just talking. Well, no, I thought we was in a relationship. And you have the whole confusion and blah 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 blah. I'm gonna make it real simple for you. If a person does not want to be in a committed relationship, you are wasting your time. I get that that person might be very attractive to you. I get that person, you know, you think they're your best friend and they're gonna change. Nobody is gonna change unless they want to change. And if somebody is telling you off rip that they do not want to be in a committed relationship, and maybe they're just looking for sex, or maybe they're telling you, look, I'm messing around with multiple people, are you going to be added to that list? If that's something you can do, knock yourself out. I mean, people doing that. If not, you just, it's a recipe for heartbreak, just waiting and ready to happen. But I see this time and time again, and it's so interchangeable. You know, I've seen the guy as the crazy partier out of control, and the girl who's been, you know, wants to be committed and wants to be faithful and really wants to make the relationship work. You know, they might already be in a relationship, they might not. That's where the confusion comes in. But I've also seen it the other way, where the guy is the committed one, really trying to do everything he can, and the chick is just off the chain, wants to do what they want to do. And I've seen the faithful, committed, hardworking person be the cheater, as well as the crazy, off the chain, do what they want to do person cheat, because it just kind of depends the situation. Is the person who's doing the right thing in their head, you know, that's trying to be committed and loyal and make this thing work, they get tired of it, so they do something, you know? But then, and the person who's kind of wild and out of control and doing what they want to do, you know, they're like, this is what I want, you know, I try to be upfront in the beginning, but the other person didn't really listen. And that's another thing too. Sometimes people will tell you they don't want to be in a committed relationship, and you just ignore it because you're just so in awe of their beauty or handsomeness, or you're so focused on what you want that you're failing to even look at what the other person wants. And then now you're down this road where infidelity has taken place. You know, you don't know if you can trust again, and you're just completely heartbroken, and it's just a mess. So those are my 5 reasons that I feel like relationships fail. I really appreciate y'all listening. Please tune in, share my podcast. I will definitely be doing more podcasts on totally random different topics as they come, but I really appreciate the support. Please follow me on social media and let your friends and family know about CBG dropping her new podcast. But I'm out. Until next time, y'all. Deuces.